This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again now here on RNIB Connect Radio for another vocalised roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And joining me, as usual, is Jess Beale from Vocalise to share a few upcoming accessible events from their regular email newsletter. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm not so bad, thank you very much. We're going to start this week, Jess, in the wonderful surroundings of Regent's Park Open Air Theatre with Shakespeare's Comedy of Mistaken Identity with Twelfth Night.
That's right, Toby. So we're hoping for sunshine at the Regent's Park Open Air Theatre with the audio-described performance of Twelfth Night on Saturday the 8th of June, and it's at 2 o'clock, so a nice sunny afternoon for everyone. With tickets from £15 up to £65. Set against the heat of the Mediterranean sun, you can enjoy Shakespeare's Comedy of Mistaken Identities in the glorious celebration of love at the theatre in the open air. So this web of deception and disguise begins as Viola is shipwrecked and catapulted into a land of fantastic partying. Enjoy this marriage of happiness, nostalgia and riotous partying at the open air theatre in Regent's Park. The show lasts for 2 hours and 45 minutes, and that includes an interval. So enjoy this lovely sunny day in the park at Twelfth Night.
Now we have a mixed reality experience at the Bristol Old Vic with the Museum of Austerity.
Yes, a more serious performance now. So this mixed reality installation, the Museum of Austerity, which is already described at Bristol Old Vic, and it's running from Wednesday the 12th to Saturday the 15th of June. There's 45-minute slots available, which you can book, and they start from 1 o'clock and go up to 8:45 p.m. And that time does include familiarisation with the headset. Tickets are from £12, and you will be wearing these mixed reality headsets where you witness the stories of austerity Britain, and you'll enter into a striking holographic gallery, laying bare the consequences the state safety net fails you. This powerful installation is quite challenging and does contain themes which may be distressing for some. And because of this, it is recommended for ages 18 and over. But well worth going to see this mixed reality installation at Bristol Old Vic. And as I say, it's running through from Wednesday to Saturday, so you've got many opportunities to book in and go and see this interesting show.
A chance now to see Sir Ian McKellen on stage as Shakespeare's Henry IV Parts 1 and 2 are brought together at the Noel Coward Theatre in London with Player Kings.
Yeah, that's right. So we're back in the West End at the Noel Coward Theatre for the audio-described performance of Player Kings on Saturday the 15th of June. The performance is at 2:30, and before then there's a touch tour at 1 o'clock. So a great chance to get on the stage and explore some of the sets, explore the costumes, meet possibly some of the cast. So a great experience before the show itself. Tickets are from £20. And as you say, Ian McKellen is going to be starring in this new version of Shakespeare's Henry IV, bringing together Henry IV Parts 1 and 2 in Shakespeare's history plays. This story of a divided country, leadership crumbling and corruption in the air. Oh, sounds very interesting and possibly quite timely as well. So as I say, that's Player Kings at the Noel Coward Theatre in London. Lasts for 3 hours and 20 minutes and does include a 20-minute intervals for ages 14 and over. And it does contain strobe lightings, haze effects and also the smoking of real cigarettes.
Now we have a reimagining for the stage of that trailblazing comedy which was Drop the Dead Donkey, and this is at the Richmond Theatre, and I think with most of the original cast too.
Yeah, that's right, Toby, and a light-hearted show now with Drop the Dead Donkey, and it's audio described for you on Thursday the 20th of June, as you say, at the Richmond Theatre. The show is at 7:30 and tickets are from £13. And incredibly, 30 years after the launch of the amazing TV series, Drop the Dead Donkey is being brought to stage. Join many of the original cast members for this iconic comedy, a brand new production on the stage of this topical commentary of the cutthroat world of 24-hour news. So again, quite topical at the moment. And there's lots of British humour, hot off the press stuff, going to keep you laughing all the way home after you've enjoyed this brilliant show for 2 hours and 10 minutes. It does contain flashing lights, strong language, and also the use of pyro effects.
We are finishing this week, Jess, with a person possessed by a lifelong passion for the colour blue in Blewitt's at the Royal Court Theatre in London.
We are, yes, returning back to London for the Royal Court and the audio described performance of Blewitt, which is on Saturday, the 29th of June, and that's at 1 o'clock. Again, there's a touch door. This time it's at 12 o'clock and tickets are £19. This play is based on a book by Maggie Nelson about someone obsessed with the colour blue, a story of depression and desire, pleasure and pain, following other artists also associated with the colour blue, like Joni Mitchell, Andy Warhol and Billie Holiday. They use blue to help navigate life-altering heartbreak of love and loss. The play lasts for 80 minutes with no interval, with flashing lights and for ages 16 and over. A great one to go and see this new play at the Royal Court Theatre in London.
If listeners would like to find out more about the items we've just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter or just find out a little bit more about Vocalise. Jess, where can people go to find out more?
Go over to our website, which is vocalise.co.uk, and that's VOCALEYES, where you can look for our What's On pages with listings of these and many more audio described events. You can also follow us on our social media at VocaliseAD. You can email us by using inquiries@vocalise.co.uk. And we love hearing from you, so please do get in touch.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for sharing some great audio described events with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby, and look forward to sharing more with you all again next time around.